Let go of everyday worries and find your calm with positive prayer from Silent Unity, the newest in voice-activated technology, available on any Alexa-enabled device like the Amazon Echo. Each prayer and meditation on positive prayer will help strengthen, guide, and comfort you. To enable it, just say, "Alexa, open positive prayer." You can ask for a specific prayer on topics like healing, prosperity, and comfort. Give it a try today. We're glad you found us. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Welcome to World Spirituality, exploring the unity within all cultures and faith traditions, with your host, Reverend Paul John Roach.
So hello and welcome to World Spirituality on the Unity Online Radio Network. I'm with musicians Richard McDishi and Daniel Namard to talk about the Inspiring Empower Music and Arts Festival, which is coming, which empowers humanity through music, writing, and the spoken word. Richard is an award-winning New Thought singer, songwriter, and he's also a licensed Unity teacher and produced many CDs, and many of us, I'm sure, are very familiar with Richard and all the wonderful work that he does. He also goes around the country speaking and facilitating workshops on peace and self-worth. His music is all about being positive, finding that unitive vision within all things, and the transformational power of music and the arts in general. And so we're excited that he's with us. And Daniel Namard, of course, is also extremely well-known in New Thought circles. He's brought his music and inspiration to more than 1 million people in the U.S. and Canada since 1999. And he's sold more than 90,000 CDs. And many of us have sung his songs in church services for many years now. He's also a humanitarian. And he's the support singer for many New Thought luminaries. So what a joy to welcome Daniel and Richard today. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
I'm glad you're here.
Glad to be here.
And it's an honor for me to talk. And I love music of all kinds. So it's a buzz to be able to talk with you both. And we'll focus on the festival. But I also want to talk about music as a transformative experience and the power of music, you know, to cut through. You know, we don't stay on our heads in music usually. We get straight into our hearts. And that's the amazing power of it. But let's talk about first, because this has been going on. This will be the 15th, right? And of course, it was called Posipalooza, right? Now it's Empower. So
nope.
tell us nope, about it. A little bit of history.
Originally, we were the New Thought Music Festival, New Thought Songwriters tribute, and Posipaloozas are separate concerts that we bring around the country. We'll bring in two or three artists to churches, smaller churches, who probably couldn't afford to bring in the artist whose music I sing every week. But we've arranged a kind of a deal with ticket sales that we can bring in Posipalooza concerts. We've done over 300 of them since we started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had many at our church over the years. Yeah, they've always been great.
So yeah, it started as a New Thought songwriters tribute and then evolved into the Empower Posi Music Festival. And now it's just the Empower Music Festival.
And it's not just music, right? There's going to be spoken word and arts and things like that as well associated with it. Is that right?
We have basically three tracks in the event over the weekend. One is for the artists. They can come and play and write songs. They can learn about how to promote themselves, about licensing their music and social media. And then there's a track for our music directors. So church music directors from all over the country come in. And we offer workshops on how to form a service, how to pull a band together, give them all the newest music that's been coming out from our artists, present that to them. So that's for the music department, music directors in our churches. And then the third track is for the fans. So we have a lot of people just want to come and see Daniel and and see Ricky Byers and see Janis Stanfield and Harold Payne and Faith Rivera all together, all singing. It's really a great experience for the fans too. And then we have workshops like breathing and breath workshops and yoga and things that the fans would be interested in too. So yeah, it's just not about the, it's about the music, but also about music directors and our fans.
Right. So when is it?
It begins Wednesday night, April 29th, and it'll end Sunday morning, Sunday, May 5th. So the Empower Pod, the awards are Saturday night, May 2nd. And Ricky Byers is doing a pre-event on Tuesday night, April 28th. And she'll be, it's a concert on top of the Unity Tower. There's only space for about 40 to 45 people. And they're going to set it up right there at the observation deck. There'll be food in the lobby, and Ricky's going to put on a concert. And it's a benefit that's going to help. Part of the proceeds will go to the Unity Archives, help benefit the Unity Archives, because they're going to add New Thought music into the archives now, kind of filling the gaps of music and Unity history. So this concert will be to benefit them, and tickets are going fast.
So it'll all be at Unity Village, and I presume in the Activity Center, right?
Oh, yes, it's called the Great Hall now, Paul. All the buildings have been renamed.
Absolutely.
The village is looking better than it's ever looked. I go back to 98 with the village, first time I was there, and it's just looking so great now.
Yeah, and for those who have never been to Unity Village, Richard's exactly right. You know, I serve on the board of Unity World Headquarters, so I'm familiar with all the changes that have happened in recent years, and it is phenomenal. We're in the middle of a capital campaign to create that great hall that Richard's talking about, and that's going to transform the old activity center. But there's two new bed and breakfast Airbnbs. There's the Unity Inn has been transformed into a ballroom meeting space. The hotel is fabulous right now. It's been winning all kinds of awards. So has Unity Magazine, and Silent Unity is going gangbusters right now. We're using space more impeccably. We're renting out to various entities and bringing in money that way. So it's the activities at the village have expanded tremendously. So it's awesome that this event's going to happen. During all the excitement, this will be part of the excitement, of course. One of the great events of the year. And so check it out if you've never been to the village, or you've been before but you would like to come back. See if you can get an Airbnb, maybe, because that would be a fabulous place to stay. And then there's the hotel and conference center as well, which is a wonderful place. And if they're all booked out, there's numerous hotels within striking distance, very close to the village. So it's just a fabulous place to be. So Daniel, you're a big part of this. You're organizing it also. Is that correct?
I wouldn't call myself an organizer. I would actually more describe myself as the biggest fan, the biggest fan that Richard, Sue, and Russ and Empower have. I'm a singer songwriter who started doing this kind of.
Uh-oh. Is that me or is that Daniel?
Oh, did my voice go away?
Okay, yeah,
sorry.
You just disappeared for
yeah,
a
sorry.
Minute. You're back.
Okay, anyway,
back.
So I was saying, I'm a singer-songwriter who's been doing this kind of music since 96, 97, 98, and there never was a community. I mean, as Richard will say, there's never been a shelf at a record store of blessed memory. There's never been a Grammy. There's never been a radio station, and there's never a community. And I heard many times in those early years of when I was singing in religious science in Unity churches, I heard many times, there ought to be this, there ought to be a that, there ought to be an award, there ought to be a convention.
Mm-hmm.
The only people who took that to heart and have put in now essentially 20 years of incredible work is these three people, Richard, Sue, and Russ, who have built something really special. And Richard and Sue and Russ are not only that impressive in this achievement, but they're also equally modest. So when they talk about what they've done, it's hard to really get a perspective on the impact it's had. So this conference, they don't do it half-heartedly. It is an amazing, lively, productive event. It's worth three times what they charge. It's resources for musicians. It's inspiration for songwriters. It's co-writers. It's fellow performers. It's people who will book you. It's people who want to be booked. It's people at the top of their game, people just starting. It's an amazing thing. And there are whole friendships and relationships that would not exist without this event over the years. There are many songs that wouldn't exist. There are careers that probably wouldn't exist without their event and without the tours that they have produced. I mean, they produced, I think, 200 or 300 concerts that kind of offshoots from this community that they have built. So when people come to this conference, I'm not necessarily sure what they think they're going to experience, but I am sure that what they experience is far more and far deeper, far richer, far more valuable than they expected. The awards shows themselves are worthy of being televised. The quality of the production, the quality of the sound, the graciousness of the introductions and the video features, and the entire thing is, and how beautiful the awards themselves are. The trophies themselves that they hand out are beautiful. The awards themselves are beautiful. The workshops are intimate, and I mean, I sound like a commercial, but I actually sincerely mean it. the entire thing is so well done, so lovingly done, so generously done, that, like I said, I may be a participant and maybe a contributor at times, but I'm actually just a fan more than anything, and grateful as well. I mean, it has had a huge impact on my life to know Richard and Sue and Russ, and to be a part of the Empower community has been just truly impactful for me. I have performed places I never would have performed. I have met people I never would have met. I've reached audiences I never would have reached. I've made money I never would have made. I've written songs I never would have written. And that, it really does do that. What they have done is a powerful and beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's at Unity Village this year is great. It really is. It's a great place. I've been to Unity Village, I don't know, 20, 30 times over the years. And kind of like what I'm saying about the Empower Conference, Unity Village never disappoints. You know, you show up, you turn the corner onto the property, and it's just always a wow. The greenery and the space, the atmosphere of it, it's just a special place. It's hard to describe also to people who haven't come. But the combination of coming to Unity Village and coming to this conference, if you're a music fan or a music maker, the combination is really something special. It's real.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And of course, it's the 100th anniversary of Unity Village this coming year, right? So all the events are targeted towards that as well. So it's a milestone in terms of Unity being at the village. It started on just a few acres and grew to what it is today, you know, over 1,400 acres. And as you say, a beautiful campus and getting better. You know, every time you go there, there's something new. There's more. Used to be there was a few events a week, maybe. Now there's numerous events every day. You didn't see people on the campus often, in the week. But now people are coming to use the nature trails, and people who aren't necessarily involved with Unity, but they just like the energy there. So this sounds splendid.
Bobby Kaiser's doing a great job.
Say again?
Bobby Kaiser's doing a great job.
Right, hospitality, wonderful work there. And such a great team.
We're going to be offering special. We offer special discounts to congregations. You know, if a church wants to expose some of the congregants, bring them to Unity Village, have a yearly trip, get 10 or 12 people to come. We give them the early bird rates right up to the end, discounted rates for churches that want to maybe form a group and bring a group from their church to their Empower.
Now, this show airs on November 26th. That's when we're reaching you all, folks. And I think some of the early birds are already over, right? But you still have, like you said, special deals for churches and whatnot. And of course, we're several months away yet from the event, so there's time to plan it and get it on your calendar and, you know, come for this excitement. And especially in the 100th year, you know, it's the 15th year for the Empower, 100th year for Unity Village. Perfect time to be there, you know, and get into all the energy that's available. And for some of us who don't know, you mentioned Sue and Russ, but tell us a little bit more about who they are. And they're, of course, the coordinators, right, Richard? Yeah. Along with you?
Actually co-founders of Empower. And of course, I want to say thanks to Daniel for all those kudos, man. And we feel just as appreciative of artists like Daniel and David Roth and Sloan Wainwright, who see the value in what we're doing and show up and just show up for, you know.
You're welcome. I mean it.
Worth to show up, we started off as Eye to Eye Ministries as a 501c3 that I incorporated in 2004. And about 2 years into it, Sue, my VP, dropped out, and I asked Sue to be vice president because she was such a part of the first and second ones that took place at the INTA in Phoenix, Arizona. Sue is the music director for those, so I worked real closely with her. And when Kathy G left the company as vice president, I asked Sue to be vice president. And Sue and Russ worked together in Clearwater. And Russ is just a whiz at sound and tech and organizing
all kinds of things.
Work on our website. And at that time, we also they had a friend named Russell Brunfield, who was an entrepreneur. Had started up a lot of business and really believed in what we were doing. So the four of us became co-founders of Empower Music and Arts. That was a name that I wanted when I left Nashville. I looked up Empower Records, and it was already taken. So I changed to Eye to Eye Ministries, and people were having trouble. You know, they didn't know what Eye to Eye meant and how to say it and all this stuff. So we decided to incorporate into a different something a little simpler. So I said, what about Empower Music and Arts? Empower Records was already taken, so we looked that up. It was there and incorporated. So really, Russ and Sue are, and Russell Brumfield has passed away, and we bless him. But me, Russ, and Sue are
so who's Russ and Sue? I need their last names, folks.
That's Russ Hammack. He's married to Letty Hammack, and they have a church in Clearwater. And
got
Sue
it.
Riley has been the music director there. Is the music director there? But she's also serves on the board of Summer Songs and takes tours to Ireland and is on our does a huge lion's share of the work for Empower too.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, thank you.
It's worth saying for people who are listening and wondering if this is an event only for musicians, music ministers, and ministers. It's absolutely an event for music fans, because there are how many nights of concerts? 3 nights, Richard?
The evenings are filled with great music, especially the Friday
great
night
live music.
Pajama jams.
Right.
The pajama jams are like a pub crawl throughout the new hotel center conference room. You go from room to room and hear acoustic music sets, 5 people in each room playing. It's a big party on Friday night. And then the Mega Plaza Palooza on Saturday night on Friday night.
Right.
Past nominees and Posse Award winners. So all of the recognizable artists are up there for Friday night. And then Saturday night, the Posse Awards, which featured the best songs that were submitted from 2019. So,
each of concerts. Tons of concerts. Each night we're talking about a couple hours of live performances each night from people you've heard of and people you haven't. And that's been one of the really special things about this is that, there are the famous people in the world whose songs you hear on the radio. And then there are the rest of us. There are millions of us who pick up a guitar or sit at a piano and write a song. And the Empower process finds, solicits and finds and raises to greater visibility excellent songs and excellent singer-songwriters who literally you would never have been able to find without Empower. So when you show up at one of their concerts and you sit down and you're about to see 18 performers each do a song, and 15 of them you may never have heard their name. And it's a knockout song after a knockout song. I mean, the award show is 2 hours of excellent music by any definition, by any standard. And these are songs that are under the radar of the conventional music industry. They're not mass media songs. They're songs that do something different, that touch you in a different way, that don't exclude, that don't complain, that don't preach, and instead they inspire and uplift and touch. And if you can find that on the radio, I congratulate you. I can't. I look for it. Only accidentally do I find such a song. But if you go to this event, it's like turning on the radio in the happiest, happiest, deepest, most connected place you can, in the world you want to live in. You know, this is the music for the world that you would like to see. You know.
The way that religion is evolving toward unity, and it's that kind of thinking, music is, I think, is evolving out of the pop and what Greg Tamblyn calls the whiny victim love songs into this more kind of music that's that delivers positive messages. You know, so yeah, I think it's an evolution.
Right. It's like you said, it's just not as popular, you know, in terms of the mainstream, is it? I do find a couple of people that inspire me. You know, lately I've got into somebody named Brandi Carlile, if you're familiar with her. But, you know, she tries to sing songs that are positive. But again, for many years, she sort of went under the radar. Only recently has she become, you know, won a lot of Grammys and got some name recognition.
Right, right.
And there's a guy in Britain, John Gom, and he plays the guitar as if it's three instruments, you know, a drum, a bass, and a guitar, and unbelievable. But he purposely doesn't want to become part of the mainstream, you know, because he detests what's going on in the larger industry, and wants to be under the radar, and that's great, isn't it? There needs to be an alternative scene, I think. It doesn't all have to, because the trouble is, you know, I was just imagining if New Thought Music was subsumed into some kind of, you know, big capitalistic system, it would probably lose part of its quality, right, in the process. So in a sense, it's good to do something different, right? It's something alternative, because then it keeps it honest almost, you know, it keeps it real. And that's what I think a lot of Unity people, a lot of New Thought people certainly want. They want it to be real music. The other side of that is we don't want it to be sugary and simpy either. And I love the music that's coming out from, you know, Empower and people like you, Daniel, and others, you know, because the music's heart-centered, but it doesn't ignore the fact that there's trauma in the world, you know, but offers a healing balm, right, to that trauma, to that difficulty.
Correct.
And
yeah, the best such music is not simplistic, and it doesn't whitewash pain and complexity. That's right. That's right.
Right. And I think that's crucially important because, you know, last thing we want is to just have pablum, you know, that makes us feel good but doesn't make any real difference. And my testimony for that is, you know, in all the years that I've been involved with Unity and had many musicians sing at our church, you know, in general, the New Thought music is empowering. And I think that's why it's such a great title, actually, to call it Empower, because we're empowering that spirit within ourselves that connects one with another, you know, and often most viscerally through music, because music, as I said earlier, transcends the discursive mind, you know, and takes us down into the heart. And I want to talk more about that in the second segment in terms of the power of music. But let's wrap up just a little bit more about the festival before we go to break. If people want to find out more, is there a website to go to, Richard, that they can find out information about the festival?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You go to Empower MA, Empower, and then the MA for Music and Arts, empowerma.com. And there are pull-down menus, one that says events, and when you pull that down, you'll see the festival, and you go in there, you can read all about Ricky Byers' concert. She's also receiving the Grace Note Award this year, and it tells all about that. And then there's a click to see the to register. And another new thing we're doing this year is we have a registration. We have an event app. So as soon as you register, you get a link. You download the event app to your phone, and up comes all of the bios, the workshop descriptions, the whole schedule. And every time we update it, it's updated instantly for the app. So we're excited to be able to use an event app this year on ground at Unity Village. It's all at empowerma.com is where you get started. Pull down menu for events.
Excellent. So people can find out, and I'm already excited. I want to go now. You know, it seems like something you don't want to miss because there's so much on offer. And like, it's not just a few people. You know, we have tens, twenties of great musicians there, right? And not to mention all the excited fans and other folks, you know, that are doing work in their own communities.
Yes, some of the speakers, some of the presenters we have are, of course, Ricky Byers and Janice Stanfield, but I'm looking for my list. David Roth and Bob Sima, Eddie Watkins Jr., as well as Daniel, Karen Drucker, Faith Rivera, Harold Payne, Freebo. These are just some I can think of. Jan Garrett, J.D. Martin, all coming this year. They come every single year. And those are just a few that I could think of off the top of my head right now.
Right. And as it happens, Faith Rivera has done the music for the opening and closing of my show, too. So that's always been fun to have one of her songs featured on the opening and closing parts of World Spirituality. Folks, we're at the break. I'm with Richard McDeasy and Daniel Namard. We're talking about the 15th annual Empower Music Festival coming next April, early May at Unity Village. And when we come back after these messages from Unity, we'll talk more about the power of music and its influence on our spiritual unfoldment. So join us then.
Experience the difference. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
We now return to World Spirituality with Reverend Paul John Roach.
So welcome back to today's show. I'm with Richard McDeasy and Daniel Namard. We're talking about the 15th annual Empower Music Festival that's happening at the Unity Village at the end of April, early May. Find out more and get your tickets. And it's going to be one fabulous celebration, I think, of these dynamic musicians, a bunch of fans, and other people who are dedicated to music. And I know music has been highly influential in my life, and it is for many people. We're the soundtrack of my life. I remember my grandmother, she became, she had Alzheimer's, but she remembered all her Shakespeare quotes. You know, she was born at the beginning of the 19th century and 20th century, not all that old. But the 1900s. But you know, she would quote, the various little tidbits from Shakespeare. But as I get older, I find I respond with various rock quotes. That's imbued in my brain, and so it's got a rock quote for every occasion. So if I ever become senile, maybe that's all that'll be left. Would be Bon Mots from rock songs, but and that's okay, but you don't want to be typecast here, right? You don't want to have to. The only thing going on in your synapses is rock songs. We have to expand a little beyond that. But I do remember being at a Unity conference, maybe 20 years ago, and Rich Fagin, who's a singer songwriter. Stood up and sang a beautiful compilation of the Prayer of Faith, which is a classic Unity prayer, mingled in with the Prayer for Protection. And I remember being totally blown away. And I said, I got to have that music. We've got to sing that in our church. And since that time, we've done it on a regular basis, sing that song. It's highly inspirational. And it uses two Unity classics, but in a beautiful, beautiful way. Cannot help but be heart moved by that song. And that's the power of music, isn't it? That it can do that. It can take things that you're familiar with, in that case, two well-known, you know, Unity prayers, and transform them into this beautiful transcendental music that's just gloriously inspiring. I remember being blown away that particular day. I can still be back in the auditorium there. And I think it was up in Portland, and be a watershed moment in my life. And I that's happened many times with your music as well, both you, Daniel, and Richard, you know, listening to some of the beautiful songs that you produced. And whenever I go guest speak, you know, it's usually at least one Daniel Namod song, you know, and on the order of service, it seems. People love those songs. But Gary, you know, that's awesome, because it's spreading the message. So music truly is transformative, isn't it?
Yes, at least I believe music as an audio media is transformative, but we're definitely message-centric in Posi Music. So, yeah, it's all about our goodness and similarities, not our differences. And real quickly, and I'll let Daniel talk about that too. We have Posi Music Month in January, and the basis on that is change your music, change your life. And we encourage people to listen to nothing but Posi music for 1 month, and tell us how that's affected their mood and their attitude by turning off the other the other pop kind of. Of course, Posi music comes in every genre. But turn off the other music and just listen to a positive music for a month and see how those messages, it's just like singing your prayers, and you embed messages of positivity in your mind by listening to the music. We give away a free song every single day during January so that you can get an idea, start building your positive music library. But yeah, that positive music month, based on the idea that if you change what you listen to, like songs held in mind, it can change your life.
Right.
Daniel, sorry.
Yeah, I actually I've had a lot of I have a difficult time, to be honest, with what a song can do. It's an intangible thing. I mean, when I think about my favorite songs, I mean, when I was a teenager, if I was having a hard time, I listened to Pink Floyd. and their misery met mine right where it was. And I know that, there's punk music for people who feel like screaming, and there's romantic music for people who feel like falling in love. And then there's heartbreak. I mean, there's a lot of different kinds of songs, and all those songs play their part in our lives. I'm sometimes approached and someone will say, your song saved my life, right? Or something like that.
Right.
Or your song got me through my divorce. And I'm always, my first instinct is to say, no, it didn't. You did. But I'm grateful to have been a part of it. But I know what they mean, in the sense that it might have been the song that, you know, accidentally was just right in their life for that moment. And music really does do that. I mean, I remember, I ended up in LA to make music for a living. And before that, I was in Chicago as a computer programmer, and I was engaged to be married. And I remember when I called off the engagement, which was a traumatic day, and I called it off because I knew I needed to make music. And I knew I needed to leave Chicago, and I knew I needed to be on my own to find my way, right? So I had this painful day, very painful day. And I got in my car, and I turned on the radio, and on public radio on the classical station was playing a recording of Ave Maria by a Russian cellist named Misha Maisky. And I had a cheap little car, and I'd put a decent little stereo in it, and the sound was pristine, and it was nighttime, and I was absolutely heartbroken. I was in grief, and this magnificent 4 minutes of music started, and I'm 100% sure I bought the album within 2 days. I've given away a dozen copies of it over the years since then. I've recommended it to people, and I have listened to my boy falls asleep to it sometimes still. He calls it the cello album. And so sometimes a song can do something very special and very specific for the person you never met, you know, when you wrote the music.
Absolutely.
And it's one of the great, you know, in a world where there are millions and billions of people doing nice things for each other all the time, from holding doors to being a nurse to being a social worker to putting out fires to, you know what I mean? There are heroes on a human scale all over the world every day doing things that no one notices and for which they never receive thanks, much less honors, awards, or money, right? And one of the rare, amazing things about this particular job that Richard and I have is that we get more feedback than most. You know, we put out a song that felt right for us. It was an internal process, right? First and foremost, any art form of any kind is going to be a personal, internal process. And then it's put out into the world. And like many of the songs at the Empower, you know, the Empower conference is filled with these songs. Somebody is having a personal breakthrough. Somebody's having a personal breakdown. Somebody hears a turn of a phrase that they feel like could uplift somebody. Somebody reads the news and has a thought, puts it into a song, puts it out into the world. And then every so often, and like I say, more often than most people get to find out, we find out that a song shifted somebody's perspective, allowed somebody to sleep better that night, allowed somebody to take a deep breath and dare to fall in love again, or dare to quit their job, or remember that they're okay in the midst of taking care of somebody, you know, with dementia and their family or whatever it is. It is one of the great perks of this weird job of putting our thoughts and feelings into music and words. One of the great perks is finding out that a song can, to some extent, in some way, even a small way, or certainly an intangible way, can in fact save somebody's life. Because we're not putting out fires, and we're not nursing somebody in their deathbed. But if we're giving a soundtrack to those moments, if we're whispering in that person's ear something comforting, to me, that's I don't want to sound trite by saying it's worth more than a Grammy or $1 million, because I would rather have a Grammy and $1 million and be able to do that.
Yeah, there we go.
but if I'm really honest with myself, if I'm really honest with myself, would I rather my boy whisper a word of comfort into someone's ear or make $100? I would rather he whispered a word of comfort into someone's ear.
Yeah, very eloquently put, and many good points mentioned there. One of the most profound, I think, is the idea that, you know, so many people are doing so many wonderful things, you know, with nobody knowing, because that's the nature of who they are, you know, and that's beautiful. And it's a gift, like you said, to receive recognition sometimes. You know, ministers are the same. You know, you get a lot of feedback. Much of it is adulation. Some of it is hate,
right,
and scorn, you know.
But
you have to take both you know, with a grain of salt, because like you said, it's not really about you, you know. And some of the musicians that forget that, I think, are the ones that end up, you know, in terrible despair. We've got many examples of musicians who have been terribly unhappy, you know, and yet also extremely famous, etc.
Right,
you mentioned Pink Floyd and I was thinking about Comfortably Numb, you know, which is kind of depressing lyrics in a way. It captures something of the human condition. But then you've got this transcendent music, you know, the guitar break is so joyous, so uplifting, you know, that it even though there's the pain of the lyrics, for me, the you know, guitar work is tremendous. There are people.
I agree.
You know, Van Morrison, for instance, who writes so many spiritual lyrics that I find resonate with. You know, I grew up in Wales. He grew up in Northern Ireland, similar Celtic backgrounds. And I resonate with many of his songs and the landscape and the people that he, you know, was involved with. So I think there are good spiritual musicians out there that it's just hidden with a lot of stuff. And we, you know, a lot of it, unfortunately, is pretty angry these days. I got a funny story I got to tell real quick. I went to see an alternative musician, sort of a New Thought musician, at some bar down in downtown Fort Worth, and called Lola's, and went to the wrong end. There's two parts of the saloon. At the front end, which is where we went initially, it was a thrash death metal concert, and
right.
Everybody was dressed, you know, as you would think, in black leather with, you know, strange makeup and
piercings.
Piercings and tats and
tattoos,
you know, aggressive attitude and everything. And we looked around and thought, wait a minute, this isn't the right place. And then eventually they spoke to us. I don't think they really wanted to speak to us. Eventually they did and said, well, they said, round the other way. And so we got to the nice alternative place, you know, with the hippies and everything. But I thought, you know, that it was writ large, the difference there between, you know, one kind of music and the other. And yet, hopefully, they're meeting a certain need. But I would prefer to be with the hippies than with the aggression that was just emanating from that death metal concert that night. So, yeah.
Right, right. And sometimes you see somebody cranking up something in their car. You know, stopped at a red light, mm-hmm. and it's just horrendous. It's just horrendous, and it's always. Right, I have mixed feelings about it. I'm happy for them because they always look like they're having a great time. You know what it's like. It's like I have we've all known someone who was sick, who was really sick, like cancer or something, right? And sometimes a person in that situation will say, "Well, I'm learning. You know, I'm learning so much about myself. I mean, you know, great life lessons. You know, I'm digging deeper than I ever have before, you know, through chemotherapy or whatever. I'm digging deeper than I ever have before, or I've had breakthroughs with my family, whatever it is, right? And there's good there.
Yeah.
And I always have the same thought, which and I'll say it out loud, which is, I'm happy that you're having that, that you're experiencing that growth or benefit, and I wish you didn't have to this way.
Yeah.
And I'd say the same thing about somebody. You know, I'm glad there's music that reflects how you're feeling. I just wish you didn't feel that way.
Right.
You know, so both at the same time, like I'm, you know, I wouldn't begrudge anybody Metallica or you know, hip hop, you know, right. Or Desperate Misery songs. I mean, there's just so many.
There's so many,
you know.
And I think part of it is, you know, it's an affirmation of a independent spirit, you know. It's almost like it's sticking it to the man, if you like. You know, even though it may be coming out in a nasty way, you know, with aggressive lyrics and whatnot, and you know, deep bass booming, you know, it's kind
right,
of
music. Right.
I think what the good side of it is, if there is a good side, is that it's saying, you know, I'm not buying into the system. I'm not buying into the, you know, mind control or whatever. So if that's the case, then, you know, I think it works for people, but I don't know how much good it's doing for the nervous systems and everything, because that music is jarring, you know. I mean,
it's jarring, yeah. Although it's also worth mentioning that the making of that music may have saved that musician's life.
Amen.
You know, because we all know what it feels like to, whether it's putting pen to paper or fingers on a guitar, we know what it's like to create something that lets off the kind of steam that we didn't even know we were building up.
Right.
You know? So the guys on stage may live for that music, may need the music they're making to survive.
Yes.
Which is another aspect of it, you know?
Well, we've sort of wandered away from posse music, so let's get back. Richard, you're the advocate for this. Talk a little bit about that. You know, we don't want to go off into death metal too much.
Okay.
Well, although I will add that there have been some posse rap songs that have been submitted and been nominated. A lot of folk, a lot of pop, some rock songs, a lot of Americana stuff. So, you know, it's all a different variety, pretty much no matter what you like to listen to, you can most likely find that style of music. But it all has the thing in common is the message. And they usually fall into, you know, we don't have a category, musical categories like the Grammys. All of our categories are message centric. So that some of the categories are are healing, songs about healing, songs about uniting, songs about personal transformation, songs about relationships that are high hearted relationships, and songs about social justice and action, not protest songs necessarily, but just songs about environment. And so they're all centered around the message that we say. And so it attracts all kinds of any kind of genre of music. And so, you know, that's one of the beauties that I think of it, is that anybody can listen to it. And anybody can appreciate the message that's coming through. Just to say that we have Grammy winners, Emmy Award winners, multi-platinum hit songwriters that are now writing for Empower, people who have had hits on the radio and are now devoted. Eddie Watkins Jr. is one of the Motown-based players. He's played on I Will Survive and With You I'm Born Again. And he devotes his life now to his recovery and writing positive music. So some great, great talent, not just our little New Thought artists, but some really world class talent too.
And I don't think it's a coincidence that people on the outside of the Empower world are looking in and saying there's something special happening. That's a feeling that I don't get in the mainstream music business, like you were saying, Paul. I mean, it's not the same vibe. The mutual support is true and real, and the message is, you know, is authentically positive, and it's not a grab for radio play or reward. It's actually a heartfelt attempt to make the world a better place with a song.
Right.
You know? So
the greatest songs you've never heard.
Right, there we go. Just like Unity, you know, the greatest secret, right? We always call ourselves that.
Yeah.
And there's something to that, isn't there? Until you're ready for it, it doesn't show up for you, I think. And
You don't notice.
You know, you don't notice it, and you know, it's a little more. You have to have a little bit more discernment, I think, to understand some of the nuances of this mystical path, which is Unity or New Thought, right? It's not the same old answers that seems to be popular in larger church communities. You know, not to knock them, but we're offering something a little more subtle, I think, and that's not all easily understood. You know, people like what you mentioned earlier, Brandi Carlile. You know, she's a big advocate for the LGBT and for women's the movement and things like that. You know, and would fit very well into Empower, I believe, into this way of producing. I love the idea that barriers are breaking down. You know, that we don't have to have the old divisions, right? Those days have gone. And we can appeal across the border. I think this is what we're hoping for in Unity, you know, that as we grow in consciousness, and we've seen it, you know, we see Oprah Winfrey, you know, recommending Unity, and we see, you know, other areas where Unity is now spoken Joel Osteen speak almost pure unity message sometimes, you know, down there in Houston. Yeah. And, you know, so the message is out, right? It's out there. So I think we just have to persevere with this idea that the barriers are being broken, and that's what all this is all about. That excites me anyway, that we're not all in our separate
worlds. Music's one of those mediums that can do that. It's one of the few mediums that can
exactly break down barriers. Awesome stuff. Okay, let's get back, just a reminder before we finish up the show, about why we gathered today to talk about the 15th annual Empower Music Festival. If you're just joining us, because I know some people don't listen to the whole show. Tell us just a recap, Richard. It's happening on April 29th to May 3rd at Unity Village. Give us that website again where people can go to find out more about it.
Wednesday through Saturday night. And I'll let Daniel talk about his experience with the festival. But it starts on a Wednesday with a pre-event on Tuesday night, April 28th, a pre-event Tuesday night with Ricky Byers giving a concert at the top of the tower. And then Wednesday is registration. We begin Wednesday night with the Grace Note Award, which Ricky is receiving. And then Thursday is a full day of workshops. And I have a lot of free time planned because there's so much great stuff to do around the village, planning free time every afternoon for people to take tours, ride bikes, play golf. So bring your husbands too and wives, they'll have plenty to do. And then Thursday night, a concert of new artists, and Friday, same thing, with Friday night being our pajama jam, our wildly popular pajama jam late night music showcase. And then, Saturday night, the Posse Awards, and, our conference banquet on Saturday night. And Sunday, we just have a closing circle. I invite you to go over to Unity Village Chapel to hear the service over there.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And Daniel's doing some workshops. Ricky will be doing workshops, a lot of workshops on songwriting, like I said. And then Shelley Siebert will be just doing some drumming workshops for fans, that aren't artists or music directors. Patricia Bahia, award-winning songwriter, Denise Rogier, they're all giving workshops on different things. Reverend Blair Tabor, who used to be on our music team, is coming back, and he will be doing some Sufi dancing and fun workshops like that. So there's a little bit of everything. There's an Empower Chorus you can join in if you're a singer, want to sing with Melinda Allen leading it, and or if you play a trumpet or a flute or some orchestral instrument, David Azell's doing Empower ensembles, and then they perform at the banquet, putting together orchestras and things like that. So there's something for everyone there.
Daniel, do you have a final word?
I was just going to say it's just a wonderful full weekend of camaraderie and music and mutual appreciation and creativity and relationships. It's just a really, really good weekend. I always enjoy going.
Sounds awesome. Yeah. Folks, let me tell you about next week's show, and then we'll say goodbye to Daniel and Richard. Next week, Rex Finfgeld joins me. He's going to talk about his book, My Experiment with Gravity, which chronicles his spiritual awakening from a near-death experience. So that should be quite interesting, I think. Yeah, My Experiment with Gravity. Literally fell and almost died from a great height, and came through into a new life. So that's always fascinating. But this has been a fascinating show. Daniel and Richard, thank you so much for being on World Spirituality. We appreciate you both very much. Thanks, folks, for listening, and join me next week. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Let go of everyday worries and find your calm with positive prayer from Silent Unity, the newest in voice-activated technology, available on any Alexa-enabled device like the Amazon Echo. Each prayer and meditation on positive prayer will help strengthen, guide, and comfort you. To enable it, just say, "Alexa, open positive prayer." You can ask for a specific prayer on topics like healing, prosperity, and comfort. Give it a try today